Stuart, congratulations, three successive championship wins. What did you make of this one?
Well, we had a great win against Blackpool, a great win against Wigan. Then we had a great performance against Manchester City. I was a little bit concerned today because I just thought that Manchester City performance might have just took too much out of us. But credit to the players today. We probably got the goal at the right time. It just looked like it was going to be 0-0 at half-time. Suddenly we've hit them on a counter-attack and we've got a goal. So give us a bit of a lift. It probably set them back a little bit. But the most important thing I said to my half-time is that, look, they'll have a period in the game. We've got to make sure we come out of the traps. Well, we did come out of the traps, and I'm stood here talking to you thinking, well, we should have maybe won the game 3 or 4-0 in the end with the chances that we created.
Yeah, what was sort of the key to that second half performance then? Was it sort of the attitude of the players and the message that you gave them at half time that now you've got the goal, you've got to go on from here?
Probably helps kicking towards our fans, which is a fantastic support. But the most important thing was, like I said to the players, is that we didn't want to give them a sniff at all. Get on the front foot. Hopefully we could turn the crowd into being a negative thing against the team. They're probably a little bit low on confidence at the moment. But like I said, the most important thing was everybody at it, and the pleasing thing was everybody was at it.
Looking at the first goal, it was pretty similar to Man City, wasn't it, with Stevie May's endeavour down that right-hand side to create the chance?
Yeah, one thing we do know, we've got a willing runner that's going to chase him behind and work off the defender's shoulders. I think Atty should have maybe put it in with his head at the end, but I think Kieran Lee's trying to claim the goal. I don't know how it actually went in the end, but like I say, it was probably the timing of the essence, really, for us. I think it was around about the 44th minute. And like I say, it gives us a bit of a lift. And it was a bit sort of disappointed the crowd as they went in as well. And I just knew that Stuart would probably wanting to get a reaction from his players. But credit to my players, they came out and we put them on the back foot. And like I say, I'm stood here disappointed not talking about maybe a 3 or 4-0 win.
Chris Maguire got the second goal, a very smart goal as well. Did he take credit for bringing him back in today? And it was a good performance from him overall, wasn't it?
Well, I'm getting fed up. I kept on seeing the ball more so away when we played Fulham away, going out that back door area, and my wide men are outside looking in. Luckily Chris has got it, gambled, read it, and his composure in front of the goal was fantastic. And again, it's come at a good time. And then suddenly I kept putting my hands on my head because I couldn't believe we didn't get a third goal.
What was the decision with, obviously, Elan drops out today, Magoma and Maguire get the nod. Why did you think that those two players were the two players for you this afternoon?
Well, slightly self-inflicted was Jeremy's been away in France for personal reasons. He didn't get back till lunchtime yesterday. But I'd always thought that it was a pitch for... And I remember our performance here last season. We ended up throwing a 3-1 lead away. But I remember Magoma and Maguire playing very, very well. But no, it's a team game. It's a team game. And you can see when the subs came on, any subs that come on have got to have an impact. And all three that came on did that as well.
14 clean sheets in all competitions now. What do you think has been the main catalyst for that this year?
Well, I think if anybody... I don't want to bore people, but again, it's about defending from the front. And you saw what Atty and Stevie May did again. Then once you get past that line, it's the midfield four. And then once you get past the back four, and then suddenly Westwood's had to pull off two good saves as well. But no, it's a team effort. It's a fantastic effort. And they know in that dressing room, if they don't go out and give 100%, we'll fall down. But I can't fault the players' effort and commitment today.
In the summer, did you sort of set out that, you know what, we are going to be a tough team to beat? We are going to be strong defensively, and that is going to be the foundation of this club moving forward. Was that any kind of ideology that you had there?
Well, it helps when you bring Kieran Westwood in. It helps when you've got Tom Lees in. It helps when you re-sign Glenn Leuvens, and then we've got Claude at left back, Liam Palmer consistent. So it's about having a settled back forward. I think the only change that we've had really all season has been Joe and Claude. So we've had a settled... Now I'm looking today at Forest. They have not had a settled back four. I think the keeper's changed, a different keeper today in the league. But the most important thing is you're always in the game if you keep that clean sheet. And you only get 3 points whether you win 1-0 or 5-0. A couple of games we've had 1-0s and got the 3 points. Today we've had a great 2-0 win. Disappointed we haven't scored more goals, but we just get the 3 points.
You are now 4 points off the top six. And on the run that you're on at the moment, are we talking about this now as a potential playoff push?
Well, we'll stay under the radar. The most important thing, like you have just challenged the players there, is all this hard work that we've done. We can't throw it away. We've got an opportunity, and let's go and grasp it.
To even be in this position, given that you've not got the biggest squad, you've had injuries as well, you've lost loan players quite recently too, what kind of an achievement is it?
Well, the players deserve all the credit, but the pleasing thing today, I've got Joe Matic and I've got Sam Hutchinson chomping at the bit. I've got a fantastic individual player in Lewis Baker, who's not got in the team today. I've got Jeremy Lann. So we are getting stronger, and the most important thing is like I say, we look a good side. We look very, very solid. We look difficult to break down, but we're scoring goals as well.
Sam Hutchinson was racing around in the warm-up. Just how close is he to being in contention for a start?
Well, I just felt with Sam's enthusiasm just in and around the place would give us a lift. Again, like I said, I look back at the Manchester City game, and the Manchester City, sometimes people can always look at it and think, well, we could have taken a lot of energy out, and credit to the fitness coach as well, who's worked well with them this week. We've not overflogged them or anything, and you could see today, I think there was probably two or three times around in the last 10 minutes where I've got four or five players breaking to want to score, so the energy levels were excellent as well.
A couple of other notes. Have you made a decision now on the trialist, Guion Fernandez?
Yeah, we've not taken any further, unfortunately. Again, like I've said to you before, is that we'll only sign players who I think are better than what we've got. Unfortunately, it wasn't, no.
There's been a rumour in a national newspaper suggesting that Claude Dielner is a target of West Brom. Have you had any contact with West Brom about him?
No, none whatsoever. Speculation again.
And are you any closer to adding to this squad? I know that obviously you were searching. When we spoke to you a couple of days ago, you said that, you know, you were going to be trying to bring a couple more in. Have you had any fortune there?
Well, hopefully a 2-0 win at Nottingham Forest today, and the 3 points in the bag, and we're nearer the playoffs, suddenly might just encourage one or two players to get out of the comfort zone and come and apply the trade at Sheffield Wednesday.
Would you sort of suggest to those players, look, come and help us do something here? You know, we are only 4 points off the playoffs. There's a real opportunity to do something special this season.
Yeah, hey, we need to strengthen, and as we've seen before, that competition is unbelievably healthy, and it can only be good for the football club. And like I say, we've got Hutchinson back and Mattock coming back as well. So at the end of the day, the players that have got the shirt, they're now going to keep the shirt, because there's people waiting to grasp it.
Well done, Stuart.
Cheers, thank you.